Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 29th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 29th to February 5th and beyond? Not much changes in the zodiac this week, except that Mercury moves into Capricorn, which doesn't seem too consequential. So, I thought I'd go through the zodiac and analyze Saturn's new position in Sagittarius and what it portends for each rising sign chart. Saturn is the chief significator of structure, including reality structure, societal structures, power structures, and therefore has a lot to do with stability and security in our world. Saturn is the planet of established order. So, when Saturn changes signs, it's a big deal. Overall, Saturn in Sagittarius is not such a bad thing because Sagittarius is one of the most positive signs in the zodiac. But there's a problem. Saturn will only get a few degrees into Sagittarius before it begins a retrograde period in April and starts backing up in the zodiac. Saturn then re-enters Scorpio, and after a few more months, again appears to change direction and finally returns to Sagittarius in October. For this reason, Saturn will hang out around the borderline between Scorpio and Sagittarius, an area of the zodiac that is considered especially detrimental to any planet positioned there. It even has a special name in Vedic astrology, Gandant. So, Saturn will actually be sort of weak for producing results during most of 2017. This creates an air of instability, of uncertainty. Still, it's good to be aware of what the new position of the reality check planet means for you. This is, ultimately, a long-term situation. Saturn will be in Sagittarius for 3 years until January 2020. Plenty of time to manifest effects in your life. So, let's go through the zodiac and see what will be happening for each rising sign chart. And if you are new to this video blog, remember that I use the sidereal zodiac. So if you are more familiar with your Western astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your rising sign degree in order to get the rising sign of your Vedic chart. If you are Aries rising, then Saturn will be in your ninth house. It's the planet of limitation in your ninth house of good fortune, which may restrict your luck for the next few years. The planet of responsibility in your house of long-distance travels means any journeys will be due to your obligations. The planet of work in your house of higher learning means courses you take will be tougher than usual. Saturn transiting in the house of father can cause some problem or suffering for your father. Since the ninth house is future and destiny, the reality check planet in this part of your chart asks you to be more realistic about your future prospects. For Taurus rising people, Saturn transits through your eighth house. In this position, Saturn restricts your access to finances and resources that come to you from others, especially your partner, who may be going through a tough time financially. If you are waiting for a payout from insurance or approval of a bank loan, Saturn, the planet of delay, will force you to wait even longer. Saturn, the planet of longevity, transiting through your eighth house of chronic health problems, means any health difficulties will be hard to get rid of. As the planet of monks and ascetics, Saturn may help you in your efforts to acquire more metaphysical powers, if you are so inclined. Gemini rising charts have Saturn transiting in their seventh house, the house of the spouse, and other one-on-one relationships. This transit makes relationship more serious, more burdensome, and can even cause a problem or some sort of suffering for your partner. If you don't have a partner, Saturn in this position can deny you a relationship. But if a relationship does get going, it will likely be serious and with a Saturn-type person, someone older, established, experienced. If you are Cancer rising, then Sagittarius is your sixth house, putting Saturn in your house of struggle, difficulty, disease, and enemies. In this placement, Saturn gives you the endurance to outlast your enemy or your disease. Unfortunately, it also gives you the problem in the first place. Be especially careful not to acquire an enemy or disease during this time. The planet of longevity will ensure that the problem will be hard to get rid of. For employment, this transit will force you to take on responsibility and to work hard more than what you were doing previously. For Leo rising people, Saturn hangs out in your fifth house for 3 years. For love and romance, this is a rather sobering influence. If there is love, it will be serious rather than casual. Saturn, the planet of responsibilities in the house of children, makes caring for your children more burdensome, and they may be going through their own struggle as well. Saturn, the planet of work and delay, makes any creative effort take more trouble and take longer to bring to fruition. If you are doing any speculating or investing, better take the long view. The planet of delay will prevent any payoff from happening anytime soon. Virgo rising charts have Sagittarius as their fourth house, which means that Saturn is affecting your house of home, domestic activities, comfort, security, and mother for the next 3 years. This transit can make home life more burdensome. There are more duties to fulfill and less time for yourself. Your mother may go through some difficulties and need more of your attention. If you own a home, Saturn's transit here indicates that repairs will be needed on your property or for your car. Likewise, if you buy a home or a car during this time, it is more likely something older, something used, which will need some upgrading. This is considered to be a good transit for slowly building up your assets to provide you with security later. For Libra rising people, Saturn is transiting in your third house. The planet of time and delay is affecting your house of personal desires and making efforts. So don't be in a hurry to see the results of your initiative. Saturn can bring some suffering to the third house people, your sibling, a close relative, or a neighbor. Everyday actions seem boring or more burdensome. The way to deal with this transit is to make use of Saturn's themes of routine, organization, and discipline. Little by little, your desires will be accomplished. If you are Scorpio rising, Saturn's transit in Sagittarius affects your second house. The planet of restriction is not welcome in the house of personal finance. Oftentimes, the result is having to spend money due to responsibilities, likely family responsibilities, another signification of the second house. It's also the planet of labor in the house of earnings, in other words, working hard for the money. The planet of limitation in your house of food may even force you to go on a restricted diet. Saturn is naturally serious, even pessimistic. Careful that pessimism doesn't creep into your speech and alienate others. Saturn transits in the ascendant for Sagittarius rising people. for a sign that is naturally optimistic and enthusiastic, this transit is something of a downer. For the sign of freedom and independence, the energy of restrictive Saturn is going to be difficult to accept. Sagittarians don't like to be told what to do. Saturn is older, experienced people, and in particular, your parents. Best advice would be to knuckle down, obey your elders, stay organized and disciplined, do your work, and do your best to last through it. For Capricorn rising people, Saturn's transit affects your 12th house. Saturn is the chart ruler for Capricorn people, so you are already familiar with the energy of this planet. Even so, having the planet of restriction, delay, obligation, transiting through your 12th house of the subconscious can feel oppressive, sometimes for no apparent reason. Saturn's transit through the 12th house of endings is a sort of clearing the decks kind of energy. It's about completion, finishing things, so that when Saturn hits your ascendant in 3 years, you will likely be ready to start building new structures in your life. Aquarius rising charts get Saturn in their 11th house for the next 3 years. The planet of older, responsible people in your house of gains and friendships can indicate some advantage from a Saturn-type person in your life, like an elder. In other ways, though, this transit may restrict your friendships. Those people may be just too busy or have problems of their own and don't have time for you. The planet of time and delay in your house of profits can delay the payout you were expecting or delay accomplishment of your goal. Saturn, the planet of realism, in your house of hopes and dreams, forces you to be more realistic about your ambitions. Pisces rising people have Saturn transiting in their 10th house, the planet of work and responsibility in your house of profession and career will keep your nose to the grindstone for the next 3 years. Since the 10th house is authority figures in your life, the pressure could come from your boss. The planet of obligation in your house of public action impels you to deal with your commitments to your community in such a way as to enhance your position and standing. But watch out. According to traditional Vedic astrology texts, Saturn in the 10th house can result in a fall from a horse. In other words, a fall from position. Lest this all sound too depressing, remember, Saturn has to be somewhere in the zodiac, affecting something in your chart, but it is not the only influence. The other planets are all simultaneously contributing their energy, forming an ever-changing pattern, some of which will have positive results. And finally, if you appreciate these video blog astrology lessons, you can help support this ongoing endeavor by making a contribution on the donation page. Thank you, and until next week.